Hello, and welcome back to the Women Offshore podcast. Over the last couple months, we've been working on something very special for you, and I'm not doing it alone, so I actually have a co-host for the next several episodes, Fiona. You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, Allie. Thank you for having me, and thank you for having me be a part of this series. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I'm Fiona Boyle, and you know, we're not strangers to working with each other and talking about safety of life at sea and sexual assault, sexual harassment, and the importance of respect and being in a positive workplace culture. We've been talking about it a long time since we've known each other.
Yeah, and last year you wrote an article about sexual assault and sexual harassment at sea and related it to safety at sea. And you were even a guest on one of the very first episodes on the show. I think it was episode 6. So people can look back on both that episode and the article you wrote to get to know you more. And I know you went back to sea a few years ago. Can you share a little bit about your background so people know a little bit about you when they're listening to this series that we're going to present?
Sure, Allie, absolutely. Graduated from the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy in 2007. You know, being a cadet while at the school brought great awareness for that year-long time when you're on board a vessel. And again, a lot of positive experiences and some concerning, right, or questionable. But when you're new and learning, you're like, okay, this is just part of the training, or you got to roll up your sleeves and roll with the punches and figure it out as you go. And you seek outside help or mentorship. And then as I graduated in 2007 to present day, I've been sailing as on board as a merchant marine officer and have really loved learning from not only the crew, but different leadership experiences. And a lot of that comes with the tough conversations of, you know, treating people with respect. If there's onboard situations amongst the crew, how do you figure that out together? You know, when do you bring things up to leadership or to your chief mate or first engineer to work on? And if you need mediation, or it doesn't just work out with a one-on-one conversation. And, you know, as you grow with yourself as well as promote in the ranks, there's more and more responsibility and a level of awareness that we all need to learn in leadership to be able to tackle those challenges. And there's always room to grow. I was privileged enough to work at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy as a company officer, helping to train midshipmen there from 2014 to 2016. And that really started opening my eyes to personal experiences that we all deal with, such as how we grow up, right? Inherent bias that we're not even aware of. Other challenges at an academy amongst secondary, you know, education where I wasn't really exposed to before or in leadership on board a vessel, but working with that age group and all the challenges they're going through of wanting to do well and in performance and managing their careers, the regimental life, going to sea as a cadet, and really learning what they need to do and how they need to grow in their career. And being exposed to that, I didn't have the answers. And I really sought out colleagues who were experienced in that. And one of them being the sexual assault response coordinator that was at the academy. So once I started talking with her and realizing that everyone, you know, when you walk into a room, you most likely walk into a room with trauma already there. And that really changed my outlook on how I approach conversations and developed as a leader. So that's kind of a quick summary of why I've grown into the passion of it. So for my last year at the academy from 2016 to 2017, I was able to work with the SARC is the acronym, the response coordinator. And as the SEER coordinator and working with the shipboard training department and students at sea to create awareness and more conversation and better training curriculum around sexual assault and sexual harassment. So we were able to work with Maritime Administration as well when they were developing their shipboard compliance team and their working groups on how they were going to better the industry. And so I say for myself, there's a pre-SOPR office, Fiona, and a post, because that time in my life, we all experience milestones and changing events in our lives that make us who we are. And that was one of them. So that's really what's led me to meeting you in this passion of conversation and topic. And I'm looking forward to hosting the series with you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. You bringing your passion, your knowledge, your experience around preventing sexual assault and sexual harassment on board vessels for cadets and providing support is going to add a lot of value to this series. So over the next several episodes, we're going to explore this topic of sexual assault and sexual harassment. We are going to hear from women who went public with their stories and explore resources in order to support change in the industry. And this change may not happen necessarily just in the U.S. We're going to look at it globally from some other resources outside the U.S. too. So I'm a little nervous about exploring this topic because there's so much vulnerability in it. However, I know it's necessary. We need to talk about this. We need to talk about solutions and resources. And we need to come together as an industry, men and women, to eradicate sexual assault and sexual harassment. So there's a long journey ahead of us. And I know it doesn't stop when this podcast ends, but we're going to do what we can to contribute through the podcast.
Definitely. I'm really excited to be here, especially at the end of March. We're able to work together to prepare for April. And in April is an interesting month. So what I've learned is April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. It's traditionally an annual campaign to raise public awareness about sexual assault and educate all of us, communities and individuals, on how to prevent sexual violence. Traditionally, the color that is worn to promote this is teal. And there's events happening all over the country and all over the world, I'm sure, in regards to discussing this tough conversation, and it's needed. And I think that's really where I was able to merge the topics of Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Solace of Safety of Life at Sea for the article on your website last year, because I realized that unfortunately, a lot of changes in our industry happen post-tragedy, and we don't need more events or a large event, just events in general on board vessels, especially when it comes to violence, interpersonal violence, for us to change what we know is to be right. And safety of life at sea also should include looking at personal responsibility when it comes to respect and accountability of each other. And I think this series is really going to review that and how important it is to us all, whether it's on board the vessel or our families wondering how we're doing out there when they're ashore, and our loved ones. And it's a global community, a global network of us all coming together as we should be talking about this. And so I hope April will spark the conversations on board vessels, as well as mariners, just as they talk, whether it's during coffee time or, you know, in the union hall waiting for ships. You know, it's a global conversation. So I'm really glad to be part of it with you.
Yeah, it is a global conversation. And I'm glad you're here too. And we have so much to tackle. So we better get going on it. And
let's do it.
So thank you to everyone who's tuning in, and we look forward to sharing more with you next week. Before we end this show, we wanted to say that if you have been a victim or a witness to sexual assault or sexual harassment, you are not alone and can take action today.
We encourage you to report such matters to your employer, academy, school, or union as per their guidelines.
For example, this may be your HR partner, captain, or designated person ashore.
It can be hard to speak up, but it is a necessary step in seeking help and breaking the cycle of sexual assault and sexual harassment.
Additionally, if you learned from the show and want to propel women offshore forward, please consider making a donation today.
You can donate and even set up a monthly recurring gift at womenoffshore.org/donation.
Until next time, stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon.